Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Johnny Tan, author of From My Mama's Kitchen, Food for the Soul, Recipes for Living. A very happy new year to everyone, and welcome to my weekly From My Mama's Kitchen talk radio show. My guest for this morning is Marie Georgopoulos. Marie is a transformational expert and the founder of Heart Transformations. Her organization is focused on inspiring women to embrace their power, purpose, and prosperity through embracing their innate gifts from within. Her background includes extensive energy study and teaching, holistic healing, spiritual communication, and enlightenment studies and teaching. Marie and I will be discussing about the 8 steps to embracing your authentic self, how to give birth to a new you in this new year. Good morning, Marie. Welcome to From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Johnny, and how are you?
Fantastic. I'm very excited to kick off 2013 with you. So let us get started by getting to know you a little better. Please give us a quick walkthrough of your life from childhood to the present moment.
Okay, well, I tried to keep it really short, you know, when I'm on these radio shows. So let me just start where I was born. I was born in New York. I'm actually not a Texan. We moved here when I was 10 years old. So I do feel as if I'm naturalized Texan. I actually didn't have the best childhood, and that's true for a lot of healers. 1 year after we moved here, my parents divorced, and then my father shortly remarried after that, and we went back and forth from parents to parents. So my life was in pretty much of a turmoil. I also grew up in a dysfunctional family, as most people do these days, but my dad was an alcoholic, as were his parents. And my sister and brother and I, we all suffered from physical, emotional, and myself sexual abuse during my childhood. And that led for me to a lot of different chronic illnesses, mostly asthma and sinusitis, that were debilitating for me. And so by the time I got into adulthood, when I married, I found a wonderful man who supported me and loved me and knew right away that he was going to marry me the day he saw me. Mm-hmm. And I had my child, my birth of my beautiful daughter. And after that, I really started to get very sick to the point where I just could not get out of bed. They were trying to keep my asthma under control. I had 2 sinus surgeries. I was angry all the time. I had all these emotional things going on. And I just was so fatigued. My body was shutting down. And I was laying there on the couch taking leave of absence from my work, my fashion design career at the time, and I was thinking to myself, you know what, I do not want to be my mother. My mother passed away when she was 42. She died of cancer that she had from the time she was in her mid-30s. And she just struggled with health problems most of her adult life, especially after the divorce. And so the care of us children kind of fell in the hands of me and my siblings. Mm-hmm. And it kind of made us grow up very, very quickly. And I was laying there thinking to myself, you know, there's got to be a better way. There has mm-hmm. got to be something better. And I just knew, in my heart that I had to do something different. And during this time, this period of time, I was really starting to search for God and the meaning of God and how science, you know, kind of mm-hmm. Blended together with that, because I was always a very good thinker and wanted to dig deeper into things. And so I started to contact a naturopath who could just help my physical body come back to stasis, to really, you know, mm-hmm. detox from all the medication. And then from that that led me into homeopathy, which led me into energy work, which my first dabble into that was with Reiki, which is really an energetic philosophy. It's actually stands for Universal Life Force, and it's Japanese. And I studied that for several years, and as I studied that, there are different levels of that, but I took that all the way to the master teacher level, and I did the healing work on myself. I used it daily so that I could begin to clear what I found was deeper emotional issues. You know, we have our conscious mind and our subconscious mind, and so all of these subconscious thoughts, all of these beliefs, all of these, you know, angers from childhood and things from the past that were just suppressed in my energy system. And so the Reiki really brought me to a place with the combination of the homeopathy to clear the sinus pattern, to clear the asthma. And I became much more healthy. And I began to open up to my own intuitive gifts. You know, during this whole time, of course, I studied and studied different modalities. And, you know, you name it. I was like a kid in a candy store. I was like, let me go try this. Let me go try this. Ooh, this sounds wonderful. And for me, it was like a passion. My passion was just, you know, invigorated. And so I began to really recognize that it was a natural part of who I was to long to research and to really dig deep into mystical things and what is there beyond who we are, you know. So basically what happened is I had this rebirth. And I recognized that I had to quit my fashion design job, that it just had no passion for me, and I needed to make the switch into a full-time healing practice. At the time, it was just a healing practice. It's now healing and coaching. And that took that whole process right there took me about 14 years to go through. So that's where I am right now. Right now, you know, I have my business, Heart Transformations, and it is my true passion in life. It's not like a job. It's really my fun, divine work. And it's something that I've always was meant to do.
Very interesting. You had gone through a journey of self-discovery, and in the course of doing that, you were able to correlate our state of different physical wellness that is connected to our emotional issues. And then when you start looking into the other side of the equation in terms of spirituality, you're able also to include the karmic lessons from the past and how that affects us in our very well-being. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so during my studies, what I realized is, A, that we're more than a physical body, of course. We're a spiritual body. But what I, as I dug deeper into it, we have actually several bodies. And you can lump them into four groups, a physical body, an emotional body, a mental body, and a spiritual body. And then, of course, there are layers within that. And each feeds into the physical body. So in some way, our emotional energy, our emotional body feeds back into our organs and, you know, our cells and our belief systems and our brain. So everything is kind of comprised of energy, right? Everything in the universe is simply energy. And so everybody knows about, or well, maybe not everybody knows, but the law of attraction and the concept that, you know, as we think, we actually create. And so our cells are made that way too. And our human structure, of course, is divine, and it's put together by our divine self, birthed inside our mother. And then, but each cell holds the mirror for who we are on not only a physical level, but an emotional level, a mental level, and a spiritual level. And so the karmic lessons come in in that subconscious energy. And our karmic lessons really are the sum total of the experiences that we've had as a soul through all of our lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, you know, actually the word karma means that a deed. And so, it, you know, some people believe that karma is basically a negative thing, but really it's the sum total of both, you know, all of the energy, whether
mm-hmm.
it's viewed as positive or negative.
Mm-hmm.
So our belief systems inside of us will hold our karmic beliefs or our karmic lessons, those things that we've come into this lifetime to really transcend or to study and move beyond. Like, for instance, for me, two of mine are trust and perfectionism.
Mm-hmm.
And so those two things were really big issues, A.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a whole lot of trust building going on in my family.
Yeah.
That I was brought into, which was a huge mirror for me, a huge thing for me to look at and say,
yeah.
Well, how do I trust people now?
Right.
And so karmically speaking, it was a, you know, it was a part of the process of me
mm-hmm.
learning how to begin to trust myself, how to begin to trust other people.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, your karmic lessons, they really help us to discover more of who we are on a soul level as well.
Mm-hmm.
As we begin to move into the lesson itself, we expand,
mm-hmm.
you know, through the energy.
Mm-hmm.
So as I begin to trust more, and as I begin to put my perfectionist away and embrace my imperfection,
mm-hmm.
I actually literally grow and expand, and that opens me up to more light,
mm-hmm.
which
mm-hmm.
is what we are, you know, light and sound.
Right. Right. Very interesting. One of the things that I found out in terms of doing some research about spirituality and so forth, that word Akashic Record comes into mind. Perhaps you can tell us a little bit more about what that is all about.
Yeah. The Akashic Records holds basically the plans or lessons
mm-hmm.
that you have chosen to experience for the whole growth of your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, it holds all of the energy of all of the lifetimes, all of the thoughts, all of the feelings that you've ever experienced on a soul level.
Mm-hmm.
They also, the Akashic Records hold that for every single soul, for every single thing in the universe,
mm-hmm.
every single being or living thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so it is basically a mass kind of computer
mm-hmm.
that holds all of the information of every living thing on this planet. And basically, the you know, Akasha in Sanskrit means primary substance. And so it goes down to the very basic primary things of all living things. And it can be accessed by individuals who are intuitive
mm-hmm.
by a process and then opened and revealed to the human being so that they can then heal whatever is in the Akashic Record
mm-hmm.
that's showing up for that individual at the time. So,
mm-hmm.
for instance, you might have a soul record that wasn't necessarily ready to be reviewed,
mm-hmm.
and you might want to go and look at it. Your soul might say, well, I'm not sure you're ready to really review that. Let's look at this one. Because you haven't really moved past this one, which
yeah,
is,
yeah, yeah.
you know, more about this lifetime than maybe
right.
a future lifetime, because it actually spans forwards and backwards, you know,
mm-hmm.
not just in the past, but also in the future.
Very interesting. So you're talking about
mm-hmm.
in terms of lifetime, past lives, experiences that somehow it's been recorded down on the hard drive, our soul hard drive, from a layman's term,
yep.
and that somehow we have no control over, but it's there, and it's kind of messing up our present-day life experiences, and we may not have any idea that it's affecting us in some ways.
Yes, as far as those things that we haven't transcended
mm-hmm.
that we may view as negative.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
if you have a fear of being loved, for instance,
mm-hmm.
And that's in your karmic energy, then
mm-hmm.
it's going to show up in several lifetimes where you
mm-hmm.
haven't been able to transcend it. Mm-hmm. And so we would go to the core issue and bring the core issue or the core lifetime up. And, you know, kind of like taking the files out and moving them into the energy and then reviewing them, seeing how we can delete them. Maybe it's energetically. Maybe it's consciously allowing you to shift your paradigm, right? Mm-hmm. By saying, okay, you know you don't follow through or you know that you're a perfectionist, mm-hmm. so you have to embrace non-perfection. Mm-hmm. It has to become a part of your behavior construct mm-hmm. in this lifetime in order for you to grow as a spirit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so through revelations, you know, of this kind, mm-hmm. we then can become very observant in our life, and we can see the differences in how people respond to us and the things that we attract, we begin to attract.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as we begin to practice that, we change our vibration and mm-hmm. we actually elevate it. Mm-hmm. And therefore, we become at a higher vibratory rate, which attracts better things into our life.
Very interesting. That brings us to this energy work that you're an expert in. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about what the energy work is all about.
Well, energy work really comes in many forms, or what I call modalities.
Mm-hmm.
But it's basically running energy from the divine to the various bodies, the physical, mm-hmm. emotional, mental, or soul level bodies. We actually have subtle bodies that are unseen, and they feed back into our system, like I said before, like mm-hmm. the meridian system
mm-hmm.
that's in Chinese philosophy. And then, of course, we have these chakra systems that mm-hmm. are energy vortexes mm-hmm. that align along our spinal column and go upward. And then we have seven main ones, but there are probably over 100, 122 or so mm-hmm. that are in the body altogether.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to be spinning at a rate that is appropriate for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So on this side of the continent, on this side of the hemisphere, we have to have a clockwise rotation. Also, they can be closed down and limit the energy flow
mm-hmm.
to the auric field, which is actually the energy field that extends beyond the physical body,
mm-hmm.
Which is readable by, you know, instruments. So
mm-hmm.
even though it's not seen, it does actually have a form to it.
Right.
And can be seen by those people who are clairvoyant.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
what energy work really does is allow, like for me as a healer, I flow the energy through me from my divine source or from my energy workers
mm-hmm.
and my spirit guides. And that energy, which is just frequency, basically, mm-hmm. is moved into the system, right, into the
mm-hmm.
chakra system,
mm-hmm.
into the light system. Then mm-hmm. it is downloaded into the cellular system of the physical body, which is also just light.
Mm-hmm.
And it
mm-hmm.
takes it through the water of the body and then into the brain and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
That can anchor into the physical body and then form what we call an electronic kind of counterpoint
mm-hmm.
to the disharmony that might be in that system
mm-hmm.
and basically just pop it out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some people will actually feel a pop of energy during the energy work, especially where the energy might be dense. And mm-hmm. so as a sensitive person, as an extremely sensitive person, I can feel the energy system and see where the tightness might be or where the weaknesses might be in the energy system. And so basically what happens is vibration, where our vibration or sound is tuned up
mm-hmm.
through the energy work, just like tuning a guitar
mm-hmm.
Until we're able to vibrate at a stasis position, especially if there's physical disharmony.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
if you have physical disease already, what's happened is there's some kind of energetic system within the auric field that may have started a long time ago as just, you know, your parents yelling at you, and then all of a sudden now it's attached to you as this huge sort of energetic field that never gets healed
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
you constantly feed into the concept that I'm unloved.
Mm-hmm.
And then over time, it goes back into the physical body through the chakras, clogs the chakras, and then into the cells. And that's when the cells start to reproduce these negative sort of vibrations and you have physical density. So really all physical ailments can be led back to an energetic pattern, belief, thought form, or system of energy, whether yours or somebody else's. Because we can have these cords of light that connect to other people, especially when we've had trauma in our lives. That bleed our energy and really keep us from being tuned up, so to speak.
Basically what you're saying, and this has been proven from a scientific standpoint of view, because yes, all the molecules in our bodies in a constant state of vibration. So what you're telling me is that when we encounter something negative, that energy has been transferred over to the molecules in our body, to the atoms and neutrons and whatnot and so forth. So now we need to somehow get rid of that vibration, and in order to do so is to increase our own positive vibrations, the positive over negative, so to speak.
Right, exactly. Like, we're huge electromagnetic fields, basically, and so is the Earth. And we're linked to the Earth's energy as well. And so you can imagine that makes us these huge antennas that give and receive information all day long.
Right.
Whether we consciously recognize it or not, we're still hearing things, feeling things. You know, if somebody's saying something even in their mind to me that's negative, I'm going to feel it.
Right.
I'm going to sense that, and it's going to come back into it. And if I have an emotional trauma, it may even trigger it.
Right, right. The best way for me to explain to people is, just imagine this. You have a TV broadcast. You can see a happy movie. You still get the same signal. Or you can see a negative horror story movie, and you get the same signal that's been shown on your TV set.
Right.
And which one do you want to tune on, basically? That's what you're telling me.
Exactly. And then, of course, you know, we as a soul have our own energetic pattern, our own vibration, so to speak.
Right.
That really is our best vibration to hold. And so each one of us uniquely has to calibrate to that. And we do that through, like, you know, through working with energy or by praying, because praying really helps to open up the energy. Anything that's, you know, stress freeing, endorphins will trigger also release, biochemical release, that triggers release of vibration as well. So we're really instruments of the divine, and we're really equipped to help ourselves to heal, not only through our breath, but through action, through conscious understanding, and through thinking. We can literally think ourselves well if we're able to let go of the core beliefs, the subconscious programs that hold us back.
Very interesting. So please share with us the 8 steps to embracing your authentic self.
Okay. So number one for anybody is to recognize what it is that you don't like about yourself or what you don't want in your life. You know, if you just sit down and take the time to make the list and say, you know what, I don't like this about myself, and it's okay, we just say, I don't like this, I don't like this, because then we're gonna rephrase that into the positive of what we do want, right? So recognize first what it is you don't like about yourself and what you don't want in your life. And then the second step is going to be really the willingness to change yourself. You know, if you don't have the willingness to change, then there's no commitment to yourself. It takes a lot of tenacity of really showing up wanting to be different. And so that's really key, is the willingness to change. In fact, it's one of the number one things that I look at when I go to work with a client. Are they really willing to change? And if I get the sense that they're not ready yet, then it won't be beneficial for them to make the time and the money commitment at that point in their lives. Number three is taking ownership of what you've created in your life. Again, this goes back to we are the creator beings. Mm-hmm. We create everything in our lives, whether we know we're consciously creating it or we're default creating it through our subconscious beliefs, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So at some level, we have created whatever is happening in our life. And this is a basic law of attraction or the law of resonance, okay? And it goes back to physics, mm-hmm. that like attracts like. So the more we think something, the more we will attract it into our life. If we believe that on a soul level, that we've had so many lifetimes where we failed to be prosperous, then we're going to have emotional energy around that when we try to become prosperous in this lifetime. And we may be recreating that with our own physical, distractions, mm-hmm. and our own inability to take focus into action.
Mm-hmm.
So the taking ownership really tells your subconscious that, hey, I know what you're doing to me,
yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm in control now.
Yeah.
So then we put the power of positive thinking into play.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, and this is part of my programs, is mm-hmm. really get to know yourself and what your core essence is.
Mm-hmm.
We all have this core essence that helps us to relate back into the world in the most positive, most authentic ways. And it is our authentic expression. It's our truth. When mm-hmm. we know how to really integrate with that and use it and switch our behavior over into the strengths of what we've brought in to understand and move through, then we can really begin to heal not only some of the karmic beliefs, mm-hmm. but those that we've picked up along the way in this lifetime, either through our parents, through hereditary things, through society, etc., or our own emotions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, based around all this core essence, and this is one of the things I teach in my programs, is these motivational forces. And there's basically seven of these. And if we have time later, I'll talk a little bit about them.
Mm-hmm.
But the Align and Shine programs are basically set up to really help you understand what is my nature, what is the intrinsic nature that I brought in,
mm-hmm.
and what are the weaknesses and the strengths of that.
Mm-hmm.
And when we really understand what those weaknesses are, then we can really cue in and use the strengths to pull us out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it just becomes a very powerful way of observing oneself and transmuting our energy. Number five,
mm-hmm.
decide what you want in your life. So many people who come into programs, and I was this way too, when mm-hmm. I went mm-hmm. through my transition and everything too, you know, my mentor was like, well, what do you want? What do you need?
Right.
What are your desires? I'm like, I don't know. I never really thought about it.
Yeah.
So it was a very emotional journey
mm-hmm.
for me to sit down and just describe what are the things that I need? What are the things that basically stain me?
Mm-hmm.
What are the things that I want? What are the things that I desire? Those are all three different things.
Mm-hmm.
And so really going deep into the power of placing that into the world on paper, right?
Yeah.
And just even saying them out loud, I want this,
mm-hmm.
creates a vibrational harmony and begins to create something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which brings to surface those things that may not be vibrating within that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what happens then is you'll begin to recognize in the programs, for when I work with you especially, we'll see what's coming up and we'll be able to fine-tune the energy and then walk you past the mm-hmm. kind of illusion that's there
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and get you back into your core essence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's number five, really deciding what you want in your life. Number six is recognizing and repatterning your conscious and subconscious beliefs that are limiting you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know this too, that once we recognize those beliefs, once that stuff comes up for review, as we send out our rockets of desire, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we say to the universe, I want this. Then we really have to begin to say, okay, that emotional energy that's coming up is obviously fear, and it is not congruent with what I want. And what is congruent with what I want is saying, I want this, and that I deserve to have this. And so we basically process through it by reviewing it in a very objective way as just energy.
Mm-hmm.
And we understand that this repatterning, which basically can just be, you know, affirming on a daily basis,
mm-hmm.
what you want, the things that you want to rethink about yourself. And there's many different ways to repattern the subconscious, and, you know, we don't have a whole lot of time to go into all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But one of those basic ways is to keep holding the focus of your new life.
Mm-hmm.
And then number 7 is open to your inner guidance. You know, a lot of times we kind of forget that we have this intuitive side of ourselves, that we're so into our left brains and so into, you know, doing, that we forget to just feel. We forget to you know, let our higher self, our truest spirit, and our spirit guides too, that are here to help us, which everyone has,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
To guide us and inspire us and to help us to heal, help us mm-hmm. to move past these blocks.
Mm-hmm.
So I always say in this category is really create the space for your wisdom to come in by meditation, taking the time to ask for help. And then there's a process of clearing your way to your inner guidance because, you know, clear intuition comes with practice.
Mm-hmm.
It comes with clarity of your chakras, too. And so part of the program is really helping people to jump, you know, get into their higher self and really work with their intuition and understand and recognize how to connect and, mm-hmm. and what are the barriers to that right now. And then number 8 is ask for help and follow your inspired actions. And that help can come in human form through a coach, through a psychic, mm-hmm. through a healer like myself, or it can come from your spirit guides, your higher self, mm-hmm. your angels. But get those inspired actions, because those inspired actions, those intuitive actions, those are the ones that are going to cause or help you to transcend the largest issues at the fastest rate and are going to be most beneficial for you and mm-hmm. with greatest ease, too. That's basically it.
Yeah, that's very, very interesting. I mean, there are a tremendous amount of steps yet to be followed, but there's no one particular step is ahead of the other, because I know sometimes in my case it's like not knowing where to start in things that I do. I mean, in the past and even in the future, the way I do is like I select a goal I want to accomplish in life, and then I realize what's holding me back from getting that goal.
Right, exactly. You know, some people will be blind to what's holding them back.
Yeah.
You know, especially people who have the same challenges that show up constantly over and over in their life, and no matter what they try, you know, they can be affirming and affirming and affirming, and it's still not changing. And there's probably an idea on a karmic level that they haven't transcended. That's where working with someone like myself comes in handy, because mm-hmm. you can quickly get to the information and then transcend the energetic pattern.
Because the challenge here is, how do one break the cycle?
Right.
And for me, personally, I would think right now, if I have to narrow it down, it would be the thought of, how do I stay very disciplined in the things yeah. that I want to get done? Because I get very excited about starting things out, and then somewhere along the line, I dwindle away simply because of running into obstructions, minor obstacles, minor setbacks, and I say, okay, well, let me just give it up, go to do something else. And then I realize that I'm digging too many holes and never did actually finish
right.
digging all the way.
Right. And so part of that energy is probably a pattern of resistance that you brought in to really learn from. And mm-hmm. so the more that you yourself take yourself into action and do the work mm-hmm. and take yourself past the distraction, the more you'll heal it. And it is hard. You know, mm-hmm. that's where a coach, you know, and a mentor comes in very handy for that type of situation because, mm-hmm. you know, in my programs anyway, my long-term programs, my clients are able to email me anytime. Mm-hmm. Anytime they're at a stumbling block in between their appointments. Mm-hmm. And then I'll work with them energetically or give them the inspired action. Mm-hmm. But that really helps them to stay focused, energetically focused, mindfully focused, and to have a cheerleader to kind of push them past, mm-hmm. an accountability partner too.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. How can people incorporate the steps that you have mentioned into their daily lifestyle?
Well, you know, for me personally, like you said, they're not really done necessarily in order. Mm-hmm. It's consciously recognizing when I have an obstacle, what's up for review? Mm-hmm. What is the thing that I'm afraid of? How can I transcend that fear? Is it more doing? And just, it's kind of like, you know, as a child, when we saw the pool, right? Mm-hmm. It was so scary to want to jump in the pool. You know, we had to have somebody there to catch us. And so we would stand there at the edge of the pool going, I don't know if I should jump. I don't know if I should jump. But once we did it, we actually loved the pool, mm-hmm. right? We started mm-hmm. to swim and we started to really love the feeling of being in the pool. And it wasn't as scary the next time to jump in.
Mm-hmm.
And so, vibrationally speaking, what happens is as we decide to make a change in our life, the fears that will not allow that change, right, because there are fears mm-hmm. of uncertainty that will pop up too,
right,
will go into subconsciously a fight or flight scenario, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we'll want to have a distraction or we'll procrastinate or maybe we even have some kind of physical thing that pops up.
Yeah.
And it slows us down. Well, the idea is that that vibration is trying to stop you, but it's really not trying to stop you. It knows it has to change, and it can't change. So when we make ourselves do it, when mm-hmm. we actually go to the speaking engagement, when we actually follow through, the mind-body then begins to plan, oh, here's the next phase. We're going to bring in this information for you. We're going to bring in this information for you. And then all the emotional energy says, I'm safe. I can mm-hmm. do this.
Mm-hmm.
It is okay to go. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be attacked by bears or eaten by wolves,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
because we have this primitive brain that's yeah. a part of our mind that thinks that. And so we just keep doing it until the fear, the fight or flight, basically the vibration changes through the action. And what happens is that trickles upward through our dimensional consciousness. Okay, mm-hmm. we're three-dimensional, fourth-dimensional, fifth-dimensional, on up to 12th-dimensional beings. And it expands us more that way than mm-hmm. our higher self trying to trickle information, you know, stuff down, healing down to us. Mm-hmm. Because then we have to consciously take it out to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not always as easy.
That's true. Very true. And each and every one of us have different encounters with, for lack of a better term, fear. So
right.
it's very different. Each one have our own, what I call, upper and lower limits that we have to operate within. And so it's finding
right.
the sweet spot, the comfort zone, so to speak. Besides what you just mentioned, what other challenges can we expect in the course of trying to maintain this personal paradigm shift?
Well, there are many of them, but mm-hmm. distraction, you named one of them, confusion, that's mm-hmm. one that gets me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do I do this? Do I do this? You know, my mind just becomes in a confused state.
Mm-hmm.
And indecisiveness, where mm-hmm. where you're just not able to make a decision, lack of trust, procrastination, physical disease, I mentioned, and even like very visceral experiences of fear, like anxiety or panic attacks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really where it's great to be working, you know, with a coach or healer because they can really motivate you past that and then energetically calm whatever's happening, rebalance. Like, for instance, indecision, that's really a power center. That's your third chakra. And anytime we are not able to make a decision that depletes our third chakra energy, which is our claircognizance, it's our clairknowing, our clear knowing, it's our gut feelings, it's part of our intuition. And so when that's stagnated, it really does keep us from knowing what's next and how to motivate and how to embrace our new self.
Very interesting. Are there steps that we can take to conquer these challenges?
Yeah, I would say there are a few things. There's probably many more I could have added, but I would probably say start with your day with meditation and prayer or prayer, you know, whichever you prefer. Some people like chanting. Some people run to meditate. You know, you have to find whatever your form of meditation is. But 15 minutes to really just invite your higher self to work with you on moving past any of the challenges. Remember, you have to ask for help for it to be given. And work with someone. Work with someone like myself or, you know, a mentor, spiritual mentor of some sort, where you can have appointments with them to go over the challenges, but also have a committed relationship where they can help you through the stumbling points. Make tenacity, this is really one that I have embraced myself, is really make tenacity and courage your second nature. Embrace the lion within you because, and this is a third chakra, this is a power thing. When you begin to really embrace courage, it will really open up your gut feelings because it really charges and harmonizes, actually, your third center, your chakra center. And then ask your spirit guides for assistance. They're there. You have journey guides, you have healing guides, you have angels, you have daily guides that are there to help you, family guides. So there's lots of inspiration that they can send you, even if you're not the kind of person who directly hears. They can get you the information in some way, shape, or form, and you'll know. And then one tool that I like to use, especially when I get bogged down, is every day make a list of three top things that you need or want to get done for the day. And don't let anything else be done until you get those three things done. And these three things should be taking you towards your goals, okay? It shouldn't be household things or things that, you know, or personal things if you're trying to build your business,
right?
Those three things should be a priority of your building your business. And then the last thing I would say for, like, physical pain or actual fear, I highly recommend, you know, like I said, working with a healer, but also yoga. I mean, yoga is just such a great way of moving past fear because it pumps the endocrine system, and your endocrine system, of course, is going to cleanse your whole vital force. It's going to work with your chakras and balance your chakras as well, and it's going to calm you and de-stress you. So there's so many healthy benefits of that.
Very interesting. So as far as, like, someone like me, where do I start? How do I find out what are the strengths, the weaknesses, and so forth? You've given me some ideas on what to look at and really sit down and start writing it out. I mean, what is the one thing that I can do that immediately will help me in terms of, you know, like, really getting grounded here in terms of, hey, I really want to do this year, and how do I proceed further?
So do you mind me tapping into your higher self?
For answer
to that question? Okay, so what I would need to do is just get your, if you don't mind saying your birth date, you don't have to say it out loud, and then your full birth name. Okay, so just give me a minute. So procrastination for you is a big deal, and they're saying that if you go into your work and you just do your work, you're going to transcend this. You're following through, but you're not getting into the work in the business. And you have to really plan your business. You have to build structure around it. And you have to have, and they're saying, buy some kind of program where you can learn to meditate outside of what you're doing right now, because I think you need something else. It's too long too expansive, I feel. You need something more, the word simple is just coming to mind, because you're getting ideas and they're flowing, but they're universal concepts and they're deep concepts, but you need mindful loving in your life too. Mm-hmm. You need somebody in your life who's going to help you to really see all the connections between physical life and the unworldly life. So like a spiritual mentor, somebody who could keep you very well grounded, focus the energy back into your pattern, right? Mm-hmm. And so the belief system is a karmic lesson for you. And it has to go way, way back into lifetimes. And there's a feeling of unsupportedness on grounding your physical feminine energy is really high, but your masculine energy is low. Mm-hmm. And your masculine energy is basically the energy that's dynamic. It's the action orienter. It's the logical processor, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes when we meditate for long periods of time, that will activate that feminine, that, you know, right brain a little bit more. And so that means that we're intuitive and we're getting the intuition, but if we don't take action on it, then we don't really get ourselves physically grounded, spiritually grounded, and work out our karma. So the next action item for you would be to go into work and make sure that you're planning the next idea, which I feel is not this next book. Okay, I really feel like promoting yourself and getting your book bought, the one that you currently have out there, and making sure you follow through on that, because it's almost like the third book is going to be in place too, I feel, down the road, but you have this one book that's a moneymaker. You just have to get it out to the public. And so you've dropped that, right, and began another book. And that other book, which is a good book, has another book after it, I feel, and then another book if you want. But you have to first know the process of marketing and really marketing that book and getting it out to the public in a much larger scale. And so buying some kind of program that would help you with that, or getting yourself a promoter, those are things that would really help you. Stay focused and listen to your heart, and ground your embodiment through taking action and through being more in your physical body, less in your heart. And they're saying not that that's a bad thing, but but really making sure that you're focused your life. You have an intention. You have a design to it. You have the implementation of it. And then follow through on that. And as you follow through, waking up every day with your three things, following through on maybe six things a day if you can, and really working it, okay? Tenacity is something you would bring in for yourself for this purpose and really help yourself. Less visceral experience, more time working is what I feel.
Spend more time working.
I want to keep it short.
Yeah.
More time working.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You know, because we want so much to have ideas flowing to us, but when spirit really wants us to embody more, we have to really take action on what it is we want to embody.
Right.
If you want to be a person who writes, you have to promote your book and speak and really take action on a wider scale. You know, really getting paid for it and really focusing on how to do that. And there's so many people out there who could direct you on, you know, how to do that.
That's cool. That's really interesting. Very, very interesting. What would you like for the listeners to gain from listening to you this morning?
Well, I think number one is that power, you know, that power to change is really in your own hands. Nobody else can make the change for you except for you. Secondly, that healing is really just moving from one state of being to another. It's really embracing a new content of vision or a new intent for yourself. And it's really exemplifying that back into the world. it's never something done, like, healing is never something done that's really to you. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't heal you. I create the space for you to understand and how to heal yourself, basically. And that's what really good healers do. Because all the energy work in the world, you know, I could just run energy, is not going to motivate you. It is not going to move you into understanding more about yourself. Because it's subconscious. What you need when you have big issues is the conscious revelation of what the underlying cause is. Mm-hmm. And then the motivation and the confidence to go forward and change it. And so I would say just look for somebody who you feel really drawn to work with, who can help you transcend those big issues.
Very interesting. Where can someone go to get more information about you and keep up with your latest offerings?
Well, my website, of course, which is www.hearttransformations.com. Mm-hmm. That's heart, like the heart, and transformations.com. And there you'll have all the information about my services. There's a blog there. There's also a free thing on the website. It's actually a meditation and a healing process that will really help you to connect with your intuition and to clear the way. There's all kinds of information there about me and how I do my work and why, you know, how I got into this as well, if you want more information about that. I am wanting to let you know that I do complimentary consults, and I'm offering everybody who listens to this, whether on podcast or not, to just connect with me through this web link, www.hearttransformations.com, complimentary-consult. And that will take you right to the page where you can sign up for a free consult. And for anybody who is connected to this show, all they have to do is enter in FMMK after their name, and they'll also get a free energy scan with that, where I'll look at what's going on in your energetic patterns for you. And, you know, that's the basic connection. I'm on Facebook and LinkedIn as well, so you can find me there too.
Interesting. And what's your website again?
It is hearttransformations.com. Mm-hmm. And my Align and Shine programs, I wanted to mention, they're all detailed out there, but we will go through your core essence. They are 3 months and 6 months in length, and they are priced right now at a special price of $397 a month. The six-month opportunity has a couple of extras in it that are really great if you're wanting to open up to your intuition and really ground your soul embodiment. And those prices are going to be going up to $597 a month. So from now until the end of this month, you can go onto my website and you can just, if you're ready to make the change, you can invest. If you're not sure, get the complimentary consult, and we'll just go over what's happening, and you can get a feel for how it might be to work work with me.
What's interesting also is that when you talk about reprogramming oneself, it is a marathon. It is not a sprint. So it takes over a period of time to really shift your energy in the right direction, correct?
It does, but I will tell you this about my programs. The reason why I developed them is because, A, you know, I took the long road through all of this, and I probably did everything that was not the easiest thing, right?
Yeah.
And so I know a lot about what not to do. Mm-hmm. But because I have this fine-tuned gift of really honing in and knowing right away what it is, what's the block, I can move somebody past something a lot quicker than a regular coach would. And also, we can heal what's underneath everything so that when you do make the change, you hold it, right?
Right.
So that vibrationally, you're still holding it. It's almost as if one day you would wake up and you would say to yourself, I don't know how I never not follow through. You know, I can follow through. I know how to follow through.
Yeah.
And it just becomes a second part of your nature. So that's really the benefit, you know, of coming into a long-term program.
Very interesting.
And well, I do it myself. I mean, I have my own coaches.
Yeah, we all do. I mean, it's interesting because the old adage about, you know, a doctor cannot treat himself or herself in this case.
We all
need somebody else to kind of mentor us along the way and so forth. We're coming close to the end of the show. Do you have a recipe for living you would like to share with our listeners this morning?
Yeah. You know, like you, I like to stay heart-centered. Mm-hmm. And I also find this, these four agreements, it's a book called The Four Agreements, that has four creeds to live by. And I do these four creeds. I practice them in my life, and it does change my vibration too. Number one, be impeccable with your word and your action. And this really helps you to just stand up for yourself and for other people. Mm-hmm. Do not take things personally, because that's self-judgment, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do not make assumptions. Again, that's a judgmental state of other people. And lastly, do your best. Show up doing your best. Because even with these four agreements, you know, you can't always be impeccable. You can't always not take things personally. But if you show up doing your best, then your resonance just knows you are creating a space for love and creating a space for kindness and appreciation and joy and gratitude. And those are all things that will flow more good into your life.
Very true. Very, very true. That's a wonderful recipe for living. Any final thoughts about New Year, a new you?
Well, I'll tell you what, I have really embraced the power of the new time. You know, we had a big shift in energy after 12/12/12. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you that energetically there are going to be some people who are not sure what's happening to them. If you're one of those people, please connect with me, because there's a lot of energetic work going on, and there are people who are supposed to be on purpose right now and aren't on purpose. And they're meant to be light workers, and they're struggling with getting there. So if you're listening to this show and you're ready to reveal that new powerful you, you're ready to know you'll be on purpose and know that this leads to prosperity and embrace that, then really take me up on that complimentary offer.
Fantastic. That's wonderful. Marie, thank you for the great recipe for living that you have shared with us and for spending this hour with me on From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio. To all our listeners, thank you for being with us. Please join me next Tuesday morning. My guest will be award-winning author Jemini Adams. Her work has been translated into Japanese, Chinese, and Spanish. Jemini and I will be discussing about her latest book titled The Facebook Diet, 50 Funny Signs of Facebook Addiction and Ways to Unplug with a Tech Detox. This book is a tongue-in-cheek look at our love affair with the social media. For additional information about this show and future shows, please go to FromMyMamasKitchen.com. Thank you for listening and have a blessed week. Marie, thank you again and have a blessed day.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. It was so nice to hear you and speak with you, and I thank the audience as well.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Much love. Bye.